Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review their favorite book on the air. First today, a listener from Portland.
What woman who has ever battled a weight problem would not be intrigued by the beginning of Jacqueline Machard's novel, 12 Times Blessed? She writes, "A familiar place when you have gained heft of life can feel as confining as a familiar pair of pants when you've put on weight. True Dickinson has gained both, and her discomfort is as much the pinch of regret as the bitterness she feels when she has to suck in her gut to fasten her buttons." True Dickinson, 40-something but still beautiful, was widowed 8 years before the story begins. She has a young son, and her mother, also a widow for years, lives in the guest house on True's property on Cape Cod. She helps True with her successful business, gift of the month baby presents called 12 Times Blessed, hence the title of the book. After Hank, a local hunk and chef, rescues True and her friend business associate Isabel from a wreck on a snowy night, Machard provides the reader with one of the first of many laugh-aloud moments. Isabel is lying in a hospital bed recovering from frostbite talking with True. Hank stops in to check on Isabel, who encourages True to thank Hank by going out with him. True is embarrassed. After all, Hank is much younger than she. True wants to, quote, haul poor, sick, quick-thawed Isabel out of her white bed and smack her around with her IV bag. Nevertheless, she does agree to go bowling with Hank, even though she hates the sport. And so begins the relationship that drives the action of the major characters. Yet this isn't one of those romance novels that bores with predictability after page 20 or so. True's words, "if it's not one thing, it's your mother," indicate the way she feels about her mom, and True and Hank are complex characters, to say the least. The dialogue between them is spirited, even biting at times. As a result, the reader is ambiguous concerning how to feel about their relationship, as indeed they themselves are right up to the end. Machard's atypical solution for the both of them is expressed by True's plan for their future and makes for this reader a satisfying ending. While mulling over her situation near the end of the novel, True thinks, "Why do people leave titanic matters unspoken and allow the glue to dry out until their lives fall apart? She has seen this happen in hundreds of movies. It must be the human condition. But is it hers particularly?" And the reader answers with a loud, exasperated yes. Machard cleverly arranged her novel in 12-month chapters, beginning with February and ending with January, each chapter beginning with a description of the baby gifts, plus one for Mommy, to be sent that month. If future readers don't like the book, for whatever reasons, they might at least get some wonderful ideas for starting a business. This is Beverly Priest for BookSpeak.
Next, a listener from Muncie.
Umberto Eco is probably best known as the author of The Name of the Rose, although I expect more of us saw the movie with Sean Connery than read that book. If you ever want to read The Name of the Rose, which I highly recommend, may I suggest that you either tutor yourself in Latin, read a memoir of detailed daily life in a medieval monastery, or preferably both. The Name of the Rose is a rigorous read, but fun. Baudolino, another novel, also by Eco, is just the opposite. Fun, but rigorous. Now, I admit I'm only a little bit more than halfway through Baudolino, but let me tell you, it's a real pleasure. This book is about stories and what telling a story does to the truth of it, how telling a story establishes its truth, and it also undermines it. Baudolino is the collection of stories that the title character tells to a refugee nobleman from Byzantium, which is being sacked as the book and the stories proceed. And Eco keeps reminding the reader of the fall of that mighty city, an image of broken surety, a picture of the fall of truth with a capital T. I'm not sure. Baudolino's life stories, his stories, are a nearly impenetrable mix of fact and fantasy, and stories that sound just fanciful enough to be tantalizing and interesting, but just historic enough to make you think that you should remember this from college or some other book that you've read. And I think that's exactly where Eco wants to put us with Baudolino. That mental dusk of gathering twilight when the shapes of truth or memory are familiar, but occluded, hidden, and masked. Where we are at the mercy or under the banner of the stories that we've been told and those which we tell ourselves. I'm Marcus Jackman for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein.